Hello friend, how are you? Welcome on my channel Study Max. This is Anchor FM and you are listening Study Max. Today's topic is body fluid. All living cells have to be provided with nutrition, oxygen and other essential substances. Complex organisms use special fluid within their body to transport these nutrition material. In human, blood and lymph are used for this purpose. Now we are talking about blood. Blood is a mobile connective tissue composed of a fluid and the plasma and the cell, the body, the blood corpuscles. Blood forms about 30 to 35% of the extracellular fluid ECF. The volume of blood in an adult person is of 70 kg is about 5.5 liters. The volume is very, very important. If the volume is decreased, it is not good. If the volume is increased, it is also very, very problematic. It is a slightly alkaline fluid with pH 7.4. So what is the pH of blood? It is 7.4. The pH of blood is an arterial. pH of blood in arteries is more than in a vein. Now we are talking about plasma. Plasma is slightly alkaline, non-living intracellular substance which consists of 55% part of our body. It is pale yellow but transparent and clear fluid. 90 to 92% of plasma is formed of water. It is just water. Plasma protein constitute about 7 to 8% part of the plasma. These mainly include albumin, globulin, immunoglobulin, prothrombin and fibrinogen. Excretory products include ammonia, urea, uric acid and creatinine. Dissolved gases are oxygen, carbon dioxide and nitrogen present in a dissolved form in a water part of the blood, that is plasma. Other substances present are anticoagulants, hormones, vitamins and enzymes. Nutrients are glucose, fatty acid, phospholipid, cholesterol, fat, amino acid and nucleosides. Now we know that what is serum? Serum is plasma without clotting factor. And plasma protein albumin is required for osmobalance, means osmoregulation. Means if albumin is imbalanced, then our body fluid is also imbalanced. Globulin for defense mechanism. So we require globulin for our body defense, means defense against the disease. The fibrinogen for blood clotting. So it is very, very important. Now we see the blood corpuscles are of different types and they make about 45% of the blood volume. They have three main varieties: erythrocytes, thrombocytes and leukocytes. Now erythrocytes or red blood cells are the most abundant cell in the human body that help in oxygen transport. Now thrombocytes or the blood platelet are involved in blood clotting. Leukocytes or the white blood cell are involved in defense machinery or defense mechanism of our body. Granulocytes and agranulocytes are the two different parts or two different types. Neutrophils, basophils and eosinophils are granulocytes, whereas lymphocytes and monocytes are agranulocytes. Now what is blood or erythrocyte? Red blood cell. Number, a normal adult human, male and a woman, may have 4.5 million RBC, red blood cell per cubic millimeter mm of the blood respectively. Okay, so male contain 5 million RBCs per cubic mm and woman contain 4.5 million RBCs per cubic mm. Millimeter. Okay, An abnormal rise in RBC count is called polycythemia. 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 Decrease in the number of RBC is called erythrocytopenia. 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 Which cause oxygen shortage in blood and tissue. Shape and size. The shape of RBCs varies in different cases of vertebrates. In all adult mammals, erythrocytes are biconcave, circular and unnucleated, means without nucleus. In camel and llama, RBCs are oval. Biconcave shape of RBC provides more surface area for gaseous exchange than the spherical shape. Color. The RBC impart red color of the blood due to the pigment hemoglobin. Maturated mammalian RBC do not have cell organelles including nucleus, mitochondria, ribosomes, endocyclic reticulums, and any other. Thus, most entire cytoplasm is filled with hemoglobin. The lifespan of RBC is about 120 days. Formation of RBC is called erythropoiesis. 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 Iron, protein, vitamin B12 and folic acid are essential for the formation of hemoglobin and RBC. Function of RBC. Hemoglobin of RBC really combine with oxygen to form oxyhemoglobin and help in O2 transport. Oxygen transport, it is very, very important. RBC also participate in transportation of carbon dioxide from tissue to lung. Hemoglobin is an excellent acid-base buffer, which is largely responsible for maintaining the pH of blood. So, this is the information about blood and especially red blood cell, that is hemoglobin or RBC. So, please comment how is it. Thank you. Thank you so much. Have a nice day.